going to move us into a whole nother level of prayer. Could you say prayer?
Prayer.
You know, I think there's something about prayer that, and one of the things about prayer is we need to do it. You know, now you're going to find I like to have fun, but I am serious when it comes to the word. But I love to have fun, and I can tell that you're a fun church too. And so, seeing I'm just starting off in my ministry, I want you to just love me a little bit, all right, tonight, and just kind of accept me with all my faults and all that. But I think we're going to have a good time tonight. I just want to take a few minutes. I want to talk to you tonight about that very thing. If you would say this, God needs me. Say that again. God needs me.
God
now, would you just pat your chest or just point at yourself and say, God needs me.
God needs me.
Now, would you not point at the person next to you, but maybe just, you know, acknowledge them and say, God needs you. Now, I know that sounds so simple, doesn't it? It sounds so simple. But, you know, sometimes we're thinking, well, I need God, and we do need God. We need God. But as much as we need God, God needs us in our position on the earth. And that's what's powerful. And I heard it in all the worship songs tonight. It's the blood of Jesus that causes us to be victorious in our life. You know, we talked about Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Nisi, the names of God, all that God is for us. But what we are for God is we're the conduit that God has so he can bring his power on the earth and change lives. Yeah. And then we heard tonight that we're changing the whole city of Austin. Amen. With the light of God. And I'm thinking, yes, Lord, that's exactly what you want me to tell the folks tonight, is that God wants you to change Austin. Why Austin? Here's the revelation, because that's where you live. Wow! Isn't that awesome? You know, I pastored in Michigan for years. We have a church up in Michigan, in Fenton, Michigan, and we started another church in Tampa, Florida, about 3 years ago, and that's going well too. And you know, I like to golf, and so people will accuse me. They'll say, now, do you start that church out in Florida so you could golf? And I said, I resemble that remark. Well, but no, that wasn't. It's because God called us to do that. And so this is the deal. When I'm in Florida, I'm letting my light shine in Florida for the glory of God. I'm letting God shine through me. When I'm in Michigan, I'm freezing and I'm letting God shine through me. You know, we have two seasons in Michigan, and actually three now. And I think this one's a little bit, this season's more, I'm finding more and more in different states too. But in Michigan, we have three seasons. It used to be two. It used to be July and winter. Those were our two seasons. Now it's July, winter, and road construction. Yeah, anyway, to that, you know. But seriously, so that's me, and that's all you need to really know about me. I have a beautiful wife. Her name is Kathy. She greets you tonight and wishes she could be here with us, but she's in Florida helping our daughter there. They're doing a move, and she's the pastor's wife down there, and so we're helping them move into another place. And we have four children, three sons and a daughter. They're all serving the Lord. They're all married, beautiful people. They're all two are in the ministry as pastors. Two are in the ministry, just in the ministry of help. Not just, but in the ministry of helps. Amen. So they're all serving God. 12 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, and I'm only 36. Come on, somebody. Come on. God's good. Yeah, okay. But I do really want to tackle this thing called prayer, and here's why. We're going to do a little bit of teachy-teachy, because that's what I do, Pastor, and I believe it'll really catapult us to a whole level, another level, to see how important prayer is. I think we know it's important, don't we? We are ambassadors. And, by the way, there's our connection. Is a real good friend of mine. He's in our board, church boards, and our ministry board. And that's Ambassador Larry Huggins. And that's how we connected here with you. And he's your friend, I know, and part of your family here. And I hope, will you guys adopt me to be part of the family, too? I mean, come on, you know. But that's the connection we have here with you, is through Ambassador Larry Huggins. Beautiful, beautiful man of God. But as ambassadors, we are all ambassadors, the Bible says. And one of the greatest, really the greatest necessities that ambassadors have is to pray. Pray for the prayer of petition, any kind of prayer, it's prayer, correct? But I also think, on the other hand, I think it's probably one of the most misunderstood things that Christians are supposed to do. I think we misunderstand it. I'll be real honest with you. There was years in my life as a Christian that, you know, prayer wasn't the... When they had a meeting for the prophets are going to come and prophesy, I was there. When they had a meeting for, you know, a Holy Ghost meeting, I'm there. When they said, we're having a prayer meeting, I'm like, I think I've got something to do. I mean, even as a pastor, we'd have some prayer meetings early in the morning years ago, and I would say, what could I do to get out of it? Now, that's just me. I know you're a great prayer warrior, and you probably never had that thing. You probably never voiced that. I'm voicing it for you because that's how I felt. At times I felt, does it really make a difference? I know it does make a difference to pray. Your church prayed, and you said no to whatever the weatherman said. You said, no, we're going to have it this way, and prayer works. But sometimes I think we misunderstand it to such a degree we don't understand really the importance we play in God's plan for prayer. Are you with me? Does that make sense? There's a purpose for it. There's a purpose that God has for prayer. And I want to, if I could tonight, just for the next few moments, bring around the whole idea, the whole concept of why God needs us to pray. Are you ready? Give somebody a high five and say, this won't be the last one tonight. That's what we do. Praise God. All right. And I'm going to say it again. One of the most important things that God has given to his humans is the authority to pray. Do you agree with that? I've got a verse here I want to start with us tonight. And so was that enough background about me? Yeah, that's enough about you. Now let's get right into it. All right, so let's look at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. And I want to read, I want to read a quote from John Wesley, if I could, first about prayer. This is what he says. He says, with God, man cannot, and without man, God will not. That's about prayer. John Wesley was talking about prayer. He said, without God, man cannot, and without man, God will not. So that clues you in what we're talking about tonight. God needs you. Oh, turn the person next to you and say, God needs you. That's powerful. See, prayer is not an option, and it's a necessity, but it's not religious. When you understand the authority we have in prayer and the power that God backs in our prayer, you'll see it's not a religious thing. It's a necessity. It's not an option. Actually, it's this. Write this down. What is prayer? It's legal activity that we do in the earth. It's legal activity that God's people do in the earth. You know, you can ask people that aren't even Christians, say, well, do you pray? Oh, yes, I pray. And I ask God, whose name do you pray in? Well, you know, does it matter? I mean, God is God. No, yeah, that matters. See, that's religious. A lot of religious prayer going on, but it doesn't go any higher than maybe 6 or 7 foot. But it's legal activity if you understand it according to the Bible. And God only gave this legal authority to pray to human beings, to humans. Amen? And so let's look at this verse in Genesis 1. I'm going to show you where that is in verse 26. And this is one of my favorite verses in the Bible, and I know you're probably very familiar with it because I know this is a Spirit-filled, Spirit-led church, and it's also a Word church. You know the Word, and so I'm probably not going to show you anything new tonight, but we're going to go over some things to help encourage you tonight, all right? So God said, let us make man in our image and according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God gave man dominion. Is that correct?
Yes.
But look what he said. God said, first of all, he said, let us, that's God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image. And if you're taking notes, write down man there. And that word, man, in the Hebrew is the word ish, I-S-H, ish. Breath, spirit. That's what it means, breath, spirit. That's the man. Let us make ish in our image after our likeness. I like when it says that in our likeness, it means to operate like us. You know, and to image us. Let man image us. What does that mean? It's like you know, the moon itself doesn't have its own light. it reflects the light of the sun, correct? Whenever the moon's shining, you say, man, that moon is bright. What a great light. No. That little light of the moon, it's the reflection of the sun. And that's what we're singing about tonight. That little light of mine, because we're reflecting the light of the sun. Come on, S-O-N, right? Amen. And so he says, let them image me or reflect me, and let them operate like I do. How does God operate? God sees what he wants, and then he says what he sees. Wow, come on. That's a whole different message there, but I'm excited about that one too. So you probably get about 6 or 7 messages tonight, and so you can just preach them later to yourself. Amen. But isn't that good? Isn't that what God did? He says, I want you to operate like me, and here's how I operate. I see what I want. And then actually there's another step in there. And then I find what I'm going to make it from, and then I speak to that and release it out of that substance, and it becomes exactly what it is. I say it is what I call it to be. Isn't that good? You got that? That's why faith is not action until you say. You say, well, I believe it. You need to believe it, but you also need to say it, right? The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. That's how it comes, but it goes by saying and saying the Word of God. It comes by hearing. It goes by saying. That's why you need to say it. You need to say it, you know, and you need to pray it. And actually, Mark 11:23, when he's talking in there, he says, have the God kind of faith, all right? Jesus was talking to his disciples, and then he says in verse 23, when you say it, it's going to come to pass. And then 24 is when you pray it, it's going to come to pass. And sometimes I can even say when I spray it, you know. but that's not scriptural. But the saying it and the praying it is. Amen. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So what does he say? He says, "Let us make man our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion." The important thing I want you to see here tonight in this, when we're talking about God needs us, he said, "Let them have dominion." We have dominion. Look at the person next to you and say, humans have dominion. In other words, look at the power of the human being. And by the way, what is a human? Because we looked at man here, but let me tell you what a human is. Write this down. It comes from two words, humus. Humus is dirt or earth, earthy, dirt, humus. And man, we already told you, the man there is the spirit. It's ish. It's spirit. So human is a humus man. And then over time, we take some of it apart from the humus, and we just call it human. What's a human? It's a humus man. What's that mean? It's a spirit in a dirt body. Come on. It's spirit breathed into a dirt body. And now what God did with man, he said he formed man's body. He formed the humus, the dirt, put together. And then what do you do? And then he took the ish and breathed it in, and man became a living soul. Look at the ish next to you and say, praise God. And you know what? Here's a little side thought. Think about this. You know what? We're all our bodies are dirt. Every one of us. So listen, can I just say this? So it don't matter if it's white sand or if it's dark sand or if it's brown sand or if it's red sand or if it's yellow sand, we all sand. So I guess we can get along because we're all made from sand. 100% sand. Amen. Give the sand next to you a good hand and say, praise God, we're all dirt. Isn't that cool? But God breathed. So a human, look at, God says, I give the human the power. I give the human dominion over the earth. Right? Are you with me? So you need to write this down. This is powerful. This is going to help you in your prayer. That means the only being that has authority or dominion on the earth is a spirit in a dirt body. Is a spirit in a dirt body. That's who he gave dominion to. Isn't that powerful? So let me say this. So any spirit that doesn't have a dirt body is illegal. Oh, come on, somebody. That's illegal to operate on the earth. Oh, come on, somebody. Maybe that's why demons have no legal right to operate in a body and they can be cast out. Praise God. Because only the Ish, the man Ish in a dirt body has the authority or the dominion, because that's how God set it up. Because once God says it, it's law. Oh, come on, praise God. Are you getting something out of this? Give somebody a high five and say, that's two, come on. How many's getting something out of this? I want to see a show of hands. How many's going to give me at least 10 more minutes to preach? Raise your hand. Come on. 10, 20, 30, 40. Oh, don't go. You've heard that one already, right? So God took the Ish and put it in the dirt. And so you and I have become that human. And so write these things down. I like saying some things that you can write down, you can go back to and look at. So really the only being that has legal right to operate on planet Earth. Now see, this is why God needs us. Is a spirit in a dirt body. That's powerful. That's powerful. Can I say this? You know what that does? That makes your body, I want to say, almost more important than your spirit. Here's why. When you lose your body, you're illegal to stay any longer. You're out of here. You go to heaven. What keeps us here? Our dirt body. And our dirt body is what gives us authority on the planet. Come on, praise God. So oh, praise the Lord. So I got to go back to this Genesis 1:26. Are you ready for a little more? Raise your hand and let me know if you're ready for some more. Come on, praise God. Well, look at this. Let's go back to Genesis 1:26, and I like what he says here. I'm gonna go back to that one little part we said. It said, "Let them have dominion." Say that with me. Let them have dominion. Help me say that again. Let them have dominion. I'm going to make a statement here. Please don't boo me till we get through the explanation. What did God do here? He made himself illegal to operate on earth. Really? What did he say, let us have dominion? Did he say, let us and man have dominion? He said, let them have dominion. He was saying, in other words, I'm taking my hands off the dominion of the earth and I'm giving it to man. Now, what you do with it is what will be done with it. Oh, come on. What you do with it will be done with it. God is so trusting. He's trusting of his man. And when God sets up the law, when God says says something, it's law. It's forever. That's the way it's going to be. That's powerful. That's why, if you could understand that's why. Have you ever asked or wondered how come God didn't come in and stop Adam and Eve when they're getting ready to eat of the tree? And you're like, well, God, I mean, come on, God, you're seeing this situation play out. You know, they know they're not supposed to. You told them not to, and God, but step in there, do something. He can't. Why can't he? Because of his word. You know, if God would have stepped in and tried to change that or keep it where they wouldn't have taken that, they had free will. We have free will. Then God would have violated his own word, and he could never have been trusted again. You know what that should tell you? It's almost like this. You could say this. The fall of man was because of the faithfulness of God. Not really. I mean, it wasn't, God didn't do it, but God was so faithful to his word. He said, no, I took my hands off. I gave you humans the authority. It's up to you. Can't do anything about it. But he did say something, didn't he? After the deed was done, what did he do? He came back and he said, okay, first of all, we're cursing this. By the way, what did Satan do? He heard God say how this thing was going to set up. God's going to take his hands off it. It's going to be up to man. They've got the dominion now. I'm going to find a way in. I know the rules. The rules are I can only operate legally through some kind of a dirt body. He found a serpent dirt body. He got in it. He spoke through it, worked through it, did his damage. What did God do? God said, all right, serpent, that's where you're going to be. You're going to allow this foul spirit in, and this is what we're in. This is my own words, you know. I'm telling you stuff. You know how this goes, right? Yeah. He says, okay, you were walking upright. Now you walk on your belly. Eat dust. Eat dirt. Rest of your life, right? But what did he tell Satan? He said, but you, the same woman that you used, the same woman you influenced for evil, I'm going to take the woman, and I am going to have a body. She's going to give me a body. A body? Yeah, a hummus. Not hummus. I like hummus. Must be getting hungry. A humus. I do like hummus, though. Come on, somebody. Let's vote. Yeah. I'm going to get a dirt body from that woman. She's going to grant me a dirt body, and I'm going to put my spirit. I'm going to put myself in it. God was saying, I'm legally going to come in. Isn't that amazing? Think about what God did. God didn't just all right, that's it, it's over. No, God says, I am going to have to work with man. That's why I'm saying God tells us he needs us. He needs our dirt bodies so he can influence. Write this down. I think this would be a one definition of prayer. Is really prayer is giving heavenly license, or excuse me, earthly license, excuse me, giving earthly license to heavenly power. Giving earthly, like we're giving God earthly license. We have the dominion for heavenly influence, heavenly invasion, whatever you want to call it, God's power coming through our authority. Come on.
Amen.
You getting something out of this? See, when I'm learning these kind of things, I'm saying, okay, now I understand prayer. Prayer isn't a religious thing. It's saying, God, you want to heal because you need this body strong because you want to work through me. You want to light through me. You want to change my city through me. You want to see cancer gone through me. You know, it's your power, but it's my authority because you gave me dominion. Come on, somebody. You know what? Matter of fact, when we're talking to people about salvation, and I'm telling you, you got Mario Morello coming. I mean, he's all about salvation. But why salvation first? Because God's saying, I just need your permission to bring my power and bring a new spirit into that dirt body. That's what it is. Because we know that, right? Because you know when you were born again, how many of you are Christians tonight? The rest of you need to be tonight. Praise God. That's the first step. That's giving God permission to bring his spirit in, to bring you a new spirit. But you know, when I got born again, you know, the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. All things are God. And I'm thinking, well, if all things became new, this body wasn't new. This mind wasn't new. This soul wasn't new. It's still after the first Adam. But God gave me a brand new spirit. He said, yeah, but your first Adam body is the one that has the dominion. It's made of the dirt. How many know you got a new body coming? Is this okay, Pastor? We're doing okay? We got a new body coming, right? But God is saying this. If you will allow me to come in and bring a brand new spirit, full wall-to-wall God spirit on the inside, and allow me to put it in that first body, or the body, the dirt body after the first Adam, so you still have dominion on the earth, I will allow you, I will help you, and I will allow you to live in this dirt body like it's that glorified body. Come on, somebody. You got it on tap, but I'm going to let you use it now. And that's what faith does. It appropriates the blessings of the Lord that we can operate in these bodies with these minds, renewing our mind with the Word so we can walk just like that new glorified body we got. Amen? But it's still, it's corporal. It's blood keeping it going. Right? Is this all right? Give somebody a high five and say, he's helping me. I'm saying all this to say, this is how important God sees us and needs us. We're the ones. Now, how powerful are you? Well, pretty powerful, I'd say. How about you? Look at this. Go to Isaiah chapter 7. We doing okay for time? Yeah, praise the Lord. We won't go real long. We're going to have a regular service time, but there you go. There you go. But you know, really, so God made the promise. He said, okay, here's the deal. The seed that I bring in through the woman, through the dirt body of the woman that's going to grant that to me, give me permission to come in, its foot is going to crush your head, which you did. Remember that? And so then from there forward, here's how I see the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant to me is basically all the way through up until the promise came in Jesus, it's all God just saying, hey, I'm coming. Don't forget, I'm coming. I made a promise. I'm going to come. I'm putting God in a dirt body. Amen? Matter of fact, the Jesus, I better let Isaiah tell us. So Isaiah gets a little more clue of this. God's coming. He's coming. So what does he say in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14? Look what it says. I love this. This is more than just for a nice Christmas card. This is revelation here now. When you think about this, ish in a dirt body. Now think about God being put in a dirt body. Praise God. Why? To give him authority in the earth. Bring the power, and he has the authority. Here it says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name what? Emmanuel. What's Emmanuel? You could put it down like this. God inside a man's body.
Oh yeah.
God inside a dirt body. Come on, praise the Lord. He's saying, we're going to get there. You got that revelation. Then look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. He gets a little bit more of this. He said, for to us a child will be born. To us, a son will be given. That's Isaiah 9, verse 6. That's New King James we're reading out. And the rule of the nations will be on his shoulders. But look at this. He says, to us, a child will be born. A son will be given. That's powerful. What's he saying? He's saying, he didn't say a son would be born. Uh-uh. The son is the Christ, the anointing, God. That's God. God ain't going to be born, but the child will be. And we'll call him Jesus. Oh, come on. Praise God. Is this all right?
Yeah.
So he says a child's going to be born. A virgin's going to conceive and bear. A child's going to be born. A dirt body to give authority on the earth. But God says, but there's a son's going to be given and put inside it. And we're going to have God in a dirt body with all the authority and all the rule that he needs. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, write this down. The child Jesus makes the son legal. The child Jesus and Mary. And what did Mary do? The angel comes. Will you do it? Yes. Let it be to me according to your will. You know, that's all God wants from us. You know what prayer is for us? It's saying, God, according to your word, according to your will, let it be done to me. Let it be done through me. Because God's got the power. Sometimes we're thinking, well, I can't pray. Why? Because I don't have the power. That's right, you don't. You have the authority. I have the authority. And what we do is we say, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, come on, work through me. Jesus, pray through me. Jesus, work through me. Jesus, lay hands through me. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Praise God. How many's getting something out of this? Yeah. Another high five. It's time. Come on, give somebody a high five. So I said, the child makes the son legal. God legally came into the earth through the body, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That's powerful. And I'm gonna share two more verses with us here. Look at Matthew 18. Now let this come alive to you when we're talking about prayer now. And do you like points too? Can I give you some prayer points? Can I give you a couple? I think we got time. But then we're gonna do our lab. We're gonna pray and we're gonna watch God do some cool things. Because you know what? This is what I learned a long time ago, is I don't have to heal anybody.
Right.
Praise God. Isn't that beautiful, Pastor? We don't have to heal anybody because God's already healed us. First of all, he's already healed us. Praise the Lord. And all we do is we're just the body that he wants to work through that can bring that power of healing, the power of deliverance through. Amen? Praise the Lord. So look at Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18 through 20. Look what it says here. Assuredly, this is Jesus talking. He says, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth, we bound in heaven. See how that works? See, you have the authority to bind, and you have the authority, you and I, we have the authority to bind and loose, and whatever we loose, see, he said, it's up to you. It's up to you. That's why when people say, well, I don't know if I want to believe in God because, I mean, why is all this evil stuff going on? Why doesn't God do anything about it? God did do something about it. He put us here.
Right.
He put this church here. He put House of the Lord here in Austin. Why? Because there's stuff going on in Austin that doesn't have to go on any longer. Why? Because God did something about it. He put you here. That's awesome. That's awesome. We can take authority. Praise God. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, look at this. If two of you agree, where? On earth. Concerning anything they ask, it'll be done for them. See, you don't have to do the doing. God will do the doing. He just needs you on earth to be agreeing. Oh, come on. Am I the only one getting happy tonight? I got to give a couple high fives here, you know, like this. One of these. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Come on. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. This is exciting. He says, if two of you agree. He didn't say if you and I agree, because if we get in agreement with his word, he's already in agreement with his word. But he said, if two or more, you know, agree on where? On earth, concerning anything they ask, it'll be done how? I got the power. You get in agreement. You have the authority. You get in agreement, I'll bring the power, and we'll break this thing. We'll strengthen this thing. We'll do this. Praise God. Isn't that powerful? He said, for where two or three are gathered together, my name, I'm there with you. That's awesome. One last verse, if I could. All the time through the Gospels, Jesus referred to himself sometimes as the Son of God and sometimes as the Son of Man. You know, I don't think it was like, well, whatever, what do we felt like that day? There was a reason for that. When he's talking about the Son of God, he's talking about the God side, the power, the God side. When he's talking about the Son of Man, he's talking about the authority side in Jesus. The powerful. When you think about it, Jesus went and prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane and said, are we really going to go through with this? Is this really what you want? And the God on the inside said, yeah, this is what we're going to do. So Jesus released the Christ, and he hung on the tree. Jesus died, but God didn't. Right? 3 days. Jesus did, but God didn't. Is that okay? Listen, anything I get messed up, your pastor's going to straighten it out Sunday, okay? I know, he's a good man. But I want to, Jesus was being accused in John chapter 5. Go there, I want to read just a couple verses here. We're going to start praying. Verse 25 through 27, but a lot of times Jesus was accused of things, and this is the thing they accused him of here. They said, where do you get your authority to do what you do? They challenged him about the authority. Now, this is powerful, what we've been talking about tonight. He said, where do you get that authority to do what you do? And this is what he said. He said, most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those that hear will live. And by the way, I'm referencing that verse because he's talking about us. We were the dead. We were dead without God. We heard the voice of the Son of God, not Son of Man, Son of God, right? And those that hear will live. And when I heard that voice, I accepted Jesus, and guess what? We live. We have eternal life now. Amen? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He says, for as the Father has life in himself, so has he granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has also, look at this, and he has also granted him authority to execute judgment also. Why? Because he is the Son of Man. Wow. Because my authority is, I have a dirt body. God in a dirt body. People say, well, Jesus, you know, he gave up his deity. Well, yeah. And so he did everything with God working through a dirt body. And he also said this. He said, the things that I do, you will do, and greater things. Why? Because we have God in a dirt body. And again, when I say dirt body, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about authority. We have God's power in the authority of these bodies. Because remember, when you leave this body, you have no more authority here on earth. You're done. The work's over. The job is done. And you go. That's why I believe God wants our bodies healed. I believe that's why he wants us to be strong. I believe that's why he wants us to be prosperous. I believe that's why he wants us to be free from addictions and things that hinder the will of God in our life. Why? Because God needs us. We need you, God. Yeah, I know you do, but I also need you. Then and we're not even going tonight in the covenant. Now you look at the blood covenant. You're saying, what's a blood covenant? God's saying, you need me and I need you. Let's work it out. Isn't that powerful? Wow. I want you to lift your hands down. You can put your stuff down. That's probably all I'm going to preach there. But I want you to put your stuff down. And could we just flow a little bit in the keyboards? Could you do that, brother? Do you do that? I know you do that, but I mean, that's okay to ask. I'd like you to do that. Because I just want you to get your game head, your game spirit on, and just see this thing for what it is. Because there might be some tonight here that you really need a change in your body. You really have some things in your body that need to be fixed. God wants it fixed so much. But you know what? Sometimes we think, well, God, I know I don't want it to be, Lord, I don't want to be selfish to ask you to heal me. I know you heal and all that, but no, listen, that's not selfish. God needs you healed for him. He doesn't need you healed just for you, right? He needs you healed for him because he wants to use you. He wants to use you. He wants to bring his power through you. You say, you know, I've got this addiction. I got this deal in my life And I've asked a few times, but no. I want you to look at it like this tonight. God needs me to be free of that because he needs my body to be used for him. Amen. In other words, everything that we're believing for, just switch over to this and you're thinking that it's not just about me. I need it, you, God, to do it for me. God's saying, no, I need to do it for you because I need you to give me that body. To serve me, to allow me to bring my power in and change your world, change your life, change your families, change your finances, change your health, change your communities, change your schools, change the grocery store, change your neighbors, change your city. Do you believe that? Stand up with me if you would. Praise God. Just for a moment, I want you to lift your hands to heaven. Come on, let's just sing in the spirit for a minute. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Zibro bo bremangandala mangi nele maso nele maso. Zibri amande nele moko limande nele maso. Hallelujah. Wow, somebody is experiencing, and you experience this on and off, but when you breathe sometimes, right underneath your arm and all down one side of your chest is just pain, just hits when you breathe. And you almost have to stop breathing. You can't stop breathing, but you know, I mean, you just take it real light and easy because you're like, oh my goodness, what is that? The Lord said, you said, Lord, I need that thing gone. And God says, yeah, we need to get rid of that thing. We need to get rid of that. We need to get rid of that tonight because I need you. Who is that? Who is that? Come on, who is that? Just lift your hand. Say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Somebody needs somebody. Hallelujah. Breathing. Now I heard blood ailments. Is that you with the breathing? That with the breathing? Yeah, just lift your hands. Are you ready? Get ready for it. Praise God. Take the deepest breath you could take. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No hurting there, is it? Is there any hurting there? Breathe it in. No. Mm-mm. Is that a deep breath? Take a deep one. Take a real deep one. Yeah. Because he needs you. Because this is what... Because this is what I see. You love the Lord, don't you? You love Him. And the Lord said, get ready. Have you wrote the books yet that He's talked to you about? Have you wrote the books yet that He's talked to you about? Are you starting to think about writing the books that He's talked to you about? Has He talked to you about writing books? He has talked to you about writing books. Is that, do you know that? What, you or, you know that, yeah. Well, my goodness. Was it you with the book? No. Both of you, the books?
Yes, she's written books and I want to write books.
Oh, well, boy, you know, the pastor must have told me that, huh? No, that's what I heard when I come up here and laid hands on you. I said about books, writing books, writing books. Now, are they kids' books? They're kids' books, yeah. You know, you have a heart for kids, don't you? Yeah, I see that, heart for kids. Do you work with kids now, or do you feel that you're going to work with kids? Yeah, yeah. You got a real heart. You got a real, real bright spirit. You're gonna encourage kids. As a matter of fact, this is what's going to happen. God's going to give you opportunities to pray for kids that are broken, that are broken. Just so it just, it'll grip your heart because you say, how could they be so young and be so broken already? Because we don't want kids to be broken. We want them to grow up strong, you know. But you're going to be the minister for them. And then with that, those experiences, you're going to write more books, too. They're going to get famous, too, in the name. What's your name, honey?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Stretch your hands to Carolyn here. Praise God. God, you're so awesome. Lord, I thank you. Lord, let her just speed up the time. And Lord, give her the wisdom that she needs, not just to write the books, but to get them all organized and get the right publishers and get the right people involved. And we call in the finances for it. In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
We thank you for it. Hallelujah. 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 Can I pray for you, sister, right here? Can I just pray for you? Is this okay, Pastor? We got a few more minutes, don't we? Hallelujah. Just stretch your hands towards your sister here. Hey, Jori Mandoli Kabasta Leka Saranasta. Yep, you have. You have made right choices here. You just made some choices to go after God and cut off some other things, haven't you? You just made some choices. And you know what? I think you've been even wondering, those choices you made, were they really the right ones? Are they really gonna pay off like that? And God is saying, yes. He's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of it. Matter of fact, it might even look like it's cutting into some finances. Yeah, but God says, no. I'm going to restore everything that was stolen. I'm going to restore, ha, in the name of Jesus. Don't you worry about a thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and say, Lord, use me. Lord, speak through me. Lord, work through me. See, that's prayer. Do you realize that's prayer? You're saying, God, let it, your will be done through me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now say this. We bind cancers at the root.
We bind cancers at the root.
We bind heart disease at the root. We bind blood diseases at the root. In the name of Jesus. God, it's your power. You've given us authority to speak in your name. So in the name of Jesus, blood be normal. Cancers go. Healing come. Prosperity come. Favor come. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for a favor. Now, God's talking to me, but can I pray for you, brother? Praise God. Can I pray for you? All right. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Stretch your hands towards our brother. What's your name, sir?
Brian.
I love you, Brian, man. I'm going to pray for you. Father, bless my brother, Brian. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Praise your name. Lord, bless him beyond measure, beyond anything he could ever think. Yeah. Now, this is what I hear. I hear God says, creative ideas, inventions. Have you been thinking about some things that could maybe be a moneymaker? If not, that's okay. But just get ready because I think God is gonna bring finances into your hands, but it's going to be through creative inventions. It could be through witty designs of things. Are you a designer? What do you do? You're a creative director?
Yeah.
Did I say creative? Yeah, you're a creative. Wow, the pastor told me, you know. Lord, bless my brother Brian. Man, you got a sweet spirit, man. You got a great heart, a great spirit. Lord, let him have favor beyond anything he could ever imagine, Lord, with everyone he comes in contact with. You know, a day of favor is better than, what do they say, 1,000 days of labor. Somebody said that. I didn't say it first. But, brother, I appreciate your spirit. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Let me ask you this, and then I'm going to turn over to the pastor. Are we doing okay, Pastor? Is everything okay? Let me just ask you this before I turn over to Pastor. If you're here tonight and you say, you know what, I came and I was looking for a restaurant and I got sidetracked and got in here. No, you didn't. You're here because God ordained you to be here. But maybe you say that tonight is your night and you really haven't given it all to God. You really haven't asked Jesus to be Lord of your life. And see, maybe this is why you're not maybe, but I'm sure if you're not a Christian tonight, this is why you're here. God wants you to know he needs you. Yes, you need him. Because if you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to burn in an eternity of hell. Okay? Let's just get that out of the way. But you don't have to because God needs you. He wants to use you. He wants to bring a new spirit into you. He wants to bring his spirit into you and use you for him. If that's you here tonight, would you just wave your hand at me? Let me pray for you. Anybody at all? Anybody at all? I'm looking around. I want to make sure. Okay. Now, if you know, you? Okay. All right. Now, if you are a Christian, you know you're a Christian, you've made Jesus Lord of your life, lift both hands. Lift both hands. And let's just give God the praise that's due his name. Aren't you so glad? Isn't God so good that he would choose to use us? I mean, he chose to use us. Hallelujah. Lord, you want to work through us. Lord, I pray that this fellowship of believers will never be the same, that they take it serious when you say, God, you want to use us to change our city of Austin. Thank you, Lord, for entrusting us with your power to make a difference with our lives. Bless the families here. Bless the single parents here, homes here. Bless the businesses here. We call more and more and more into their hands. Bless the pastors. Lord, I thank you for great wisdom that's upon them. But Lord, even more and more and more. Lord, they have great favor. Lord, I bless them in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Are you blessed? All right, give Jesus a good clap. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.